Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Lamin Amad Aleph. We're holding on Lamin Amad Aleph, 8 lines from the top, Erev Tisha B'Av. So the Mishnah had said in Erev Tisha B'Av, Yoichal Shnei Tafshilin. A person can't have 2 cooked foods on Erev Tisha B'Av. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Leishanu Elo Mishei Shayis Ulamayla. That's only during the second half of the day. Avo Mishei Shayis Ulamata Mutter. During the first half of the day, it's Mutter. V'Am Rav Yehuda also said, that Leishanu Elo B'Suda Hamafsik B'Av. That this restriction of eating 2 cooked foods is only by the last Suda before Tisha B'Av. Avo B'Suda Sheinei Mafsik B'Av. If it's not a person's final Suda, he's going to eat again after, so then it's Mutter for him to eat 2 cooked foods. Utarvayu lekula, and he meant both statements lekula. Vetzricha, you need both. Diashmina besuda hamafsik ba. If he would just tell you that the restriction of 2 cooked foods is only by the suda hamafsekas, havamina filu mishesha isulamata, I might have thought that even if that's during the first half of the day, kamash malon mishesha isulamayla, that no, this restriction only applies to the second half of the day. Viashmina mishesha isulamayla, and if he would have said that this restriction applies to the second half of the day, havamina filu besuda sheinai mafsik ba. I would have thought to say that that means even when it's not the Sudam Mafsekas, any time during the second half of the day, a person cannot eat 2 cooked foods. Kamash Malon B'Sudah Mafsekba. Then no, it's only during the Sudam Mafsekas, during the second half of the day. And says the Gemara, Tanya Kalishna Kama, and Tanya Kalishna Basra, we have a Braisa that says Mamish, like each one of these members of Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya Kalishna Basra, we have a Braisa like the Lishna Basra, that it's Talui and the Suda Mafsekas. It says, Asayid Erev Tishabavim, Asad Lisoy Suda Acheres, Mutu Lacho Basra of Lishtes Yayin. So it's not talking about the restriction of 2 cooked foods, it's talking about a different eating restriction of Erev Tishabav, namely eating meat and drinking wine. And the Braisa says that the only problem, it says that if a person is going to be eating again, on Erev Tisha B'Av, if a person is going to be eating again, so this is not the Suda HaMafsekas, so then he's allowed to eat meat and he's allowed to drink wine. Ve'em lav, it's only if not, if he's not going to be eating again, meaning this is the Suda HaMafsekas, so then it's also Echol Basav Lishtes Yayin, but it's all totally in the Suda HaMafsekas. And then Tanya Kalishna Basra, Kalishna Kama, we have a braisa that says, like the first memra, that Erev Tisha B'Av L'yechol Adam Shnei Tavshilin, a person can't have 2 cooked foods on Erev Tisha B'Av, L'yechol Basav L'yishtes Yayin, can't eat meat, can't drink wine, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Yishana, he says you could, you just have to use a shinoi, do it differently. Amrav Yehuda Ketan Mishana, how do you do that? Am I a ragul echol shnei tafshilin yeichom in echad? If you normally eat 2 cooked foods, eat one. Am I a ragul lisoid ba'asar b'nei adam, sayid bechamisha? If normally we eat together with 10 others, with 10 people, so now we eat with 5 people. Hay a ragul lishtais asar kaisais? Normally you drink 10 cups of wine, so shais chamisha kaisais. So you could still drink wine, but now just only drink 5 cups. Now, this is all during the second half of the day. But during the first half of the day, everything's mutter. So this is the braisa, like the first member of Rav Yehuda. Put the two together, and it comes out that the restrictions only apply during the second half of the day, and only during the Suda Mafsekes that's eaten during the second half of the day. Tani Idach, another braisa discussing these halachos. Erev Tisha B'Av L'yechol Adam Shnei Tavshilin. A person can't have 2 cooked foods. L'yechol Basav L'yishtei Yayin. He can't eat meat and he also can't drink wine. Different Reb Meir. That's the sheet of Reb Meir. V'chachamim Ayim Reb Mishana. And the Chachamim say that no, you just have to do it differently. Umemay Bebasav V'Yayin. You just have to be memayit. So Keitza memayit. How do you decrease? How are you memayit? Am I a ragul echol litra basar? Yechol chati litra. Normally you eat a certain measurement of meat. Eat half of that. Hay a ragul lishtei Z'loygayin. Yishtechati lo. Normally you eat a certain measurement, you drink a certain measurement of wine, drink half of that. And if you don't normally eat meat or drink wine, then you can't have that on Erev Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Aimer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Am I a ragul lechol tznayin? I maliach acher sudasai harishus biyadai." If normally you eat a radish or you eat maliach, Rashi says is referring to salty meat or salty fish, which is very salty, doesn't really give so much pleasure, so that's going to be mutter. Tiny Edach, we learned in another braisa discussing the halachos of Erev Tisha B'Av. Kol shuhum yishum Tisha B'Av. Any time a person's eating a suda, and it's for Tisha B'Av, meaning it's the suda hamafsekas, so then it's asur lechol basar v'asur lishtes yayin. He's not allowed to eat meat, and he's not allowed to drink wine, and adds the braisa v'asur lirchitz. And he's also not allowed to bathe himself anymore once he gets to the zman of this suda. Even though really rechitza is only a restriction of Tisha B'Av, there's no restriction, at least meet Dina de Gemara, for bathing before Tisha B'Av, but once a person gets to the zman of the Suda Mafsekes, says the Tanakhama of the Braisa, he's not allowed to be Reichetz. Kol she'enei misham Tisha B'Av, However, if it's not the Suda Mafsekes, because either he's going to be eating again afterwards, or this is a Suda that he's eating before a different fast, let's say before Shavas or Betamuz, so this has nothing to do with Tisha B'Av, so then it's Mutter L'Echo Basav L'Shtes Yayin, so then during that Suda, he is allowed to eat meat, he is allowed to drink wine, and switch to Girsa, U'Mutter L'Rechaitz, and he is allowed to wash himself. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, I remember Misham Aviv, that called Shah Shamutr L'Echo, any time it's mutter to eat, meaning the entire day of Erev Tisha B'Av, even during the Zman of the Suda Mafsekes, so long as it's mutter to eat, take out the word basar, it's mutter l'irchaitz, it's also mutter for a person to wash himself, not like the Tanakama of the Braisa, who said that during the Suda Mafsekes, there's an Isser of Rechitza, from that Zman and on. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, called mitzvahs and nehagas ba'avil, nehagas b'tisha b'av. All the different restrictions that apply to an avil apply also on Tisha B'Av. It's asr ba'achilu b'shtia. Tisha B'Av is asr in eating and drinking. Now that's not something that applies to an avil, but here we're listing the restrictions of Tisha B'Av. We're just adding that also some of these are asr for any avil. Achila v'shtia obviously are not. Ubesicha, it's also asr in anointing, ubenila sasando, wearing shoes, ubetash v'shamita, being with his wife, v'asr likras b'tayra, b'nevim u'b'ksuve, he can't learn Tanakh, v'lishneis v'mishna, b'tamad v'medrash, v'alachas v'agadais, or learn any of these things. Avakayri hu b'makim she'ino rago likreis, v'shayna b'makim she'ino rago lishneis. He could read things that he doesn't normally read, psukim in Tanakh, or learn things that he doesn't normally learn, because that's not going to give him simcha. He could also read up the kinnis or the sefer of Iyav or the psukim of Dvar Maram in Yirmiya. Utinayke shabes rabo and betalin, and also the yeshivas for the young students. Those are all cancelled because the pasuk says pekude Hashem yishar mesamchi leiv. The Torah is mesamech a person, and therefore all these things have to be cancelled. Just a person, he can learn certain things like kinnis, Dvar Maram. Those things don't give simcha, so therefore those things are mutter. Also, Tanakama said that a person can learn things that he doesn't normally learn. That also does not give simcha. However, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, that af einu kayre b'malkum she'ena rago likreis, that no, it's not true. You cannot read things that you don't normally read. Ve'einu she'ena b'malkum she'ena rago lishnais, you cannot learn things that you don't normally learn. Avo kayre hu b'yiv v'kinnis v'dvar maram she'bir miyo, that I am maskim, says Rabbi Yehuda, I am maskim though, that you are allowed to read the psukim of Iyav, kinnis and dvar maram she'bir miyo, utinayke shal beis rabban b'telim bay, and the yeshivas are cancelled. She'nemar is the as it says, "Bekudi Hashem Yisharim Esam Chilev." The Torah makes a person happy.